Memorial of St. Alphonsus Liguori, the great doctor of the church, a moral theologian, not a doctor for being so much a dogmatic theologian, but more because of his volumes he's written. He wrote on moral theology in a time of the Jansenists, who are super, super strict, and then the laxist, and he was considered a kind of a moderate. Today, we would consider St. Alphonsus super strict, and but we live in different times. And St. Alphonsus, especially known for his many books on spirituality, and I think it was Tan Books, maybe not Tan, one of the publishers of printing up a lot of these fat books on his spirituality, Jesus, spouse of Jesus Christ, a preparation for death, the glories of Mary, the life of perfect means of salvation, and many other books that were made available cheaply in the last 50 years or so. And you can read them now in many libraries, and go get them. They're probably out of print now, but you can get them on eBay. And the books are just amazingly profound, and they can really help us in our spiritual life, and help us to focus on heaven and the things of the next life, the last things. And he really, really is very profound, and will be probably till the end of the world, helping people to become holy and to become saints, to focus on spiritual things, supernatural things. He lived in the 1700s and lived 91 years. One of our friars, Father Alphonsus Sutton, took his name after St. Alphonsus, and he lived 91 years and very much patterned his life after St. Alphonsus. He was a moral theologian too, one of our priests. And I spent a year studying with him. He was very good. And just and at the end of his life, Father Alphonsus, our priest, has had his head bent down in his later years, and St. Alphonsus had his head bent down too. He had paralysis towards the end of his life, and his head was so bent that his chin was made in was embedded into his chest. He had a hard time eating until he had somewhat of an operation, which allowed him to eat somewhat. And this sort of bent head happened while he was made a bishop, and he kept asking for his resignation to the Pope, but the Pope wouldn't give it to him because he was so effective. Just his presence in his diocese was so effective in bringing about edification. But he's known, of course, as the founder of the Redemptorist Order. But before he became a priest, he was a lawyer, one of the famous lawyers in Naples. And he was a lawyer for 8 years, and they say he never lost a case until his very last one, when he made a really dumb mistake on a case. And he was so totally, and he lost the case, and he was so totally humiliated that he didn't eat for 3 days, and spent the time in prayer trying to figure out what he should do with the rest of his life. He decided to give up his lawyer career, which he was really good at, the best in it, one of the best in Italy, Naples at the time. But because of that, he realized that God wanted to humble him, and he decided to become a priest. And so he studied for the priesthood and was ordained. And some years after, he found his vocation of preaching missions to the poor in the mountain areas, and did that for many years, and was appointed bishop strongly against his will. And as a bishop, he would conscientiously go through the churches in his diocese and make sure that every church had the vestments and the was made and dignified because many of the churches were poor and didn't have even the minimum to celebrate a worthy Mass. So he would provide for these churches in his diocese, and he reformed the convents and reformed the seminaries and did so many things, and would petition Rome asking for resignation because he was doing nothing in his diocese, and yet he was doing so much. He was couldn't see it. So we had in his Redemptorist order, he had four or five friar houses in Naples, and about four or five outside of Naples in the Papal States. And as he was getting old and decrepit, some of his friars were doing things in an underhanded way, and they petitioned the king in Naples to approve of his order, and that got the Pope upset that he would try to do that, and so he got the wrong message in Rome, and they thought that he was trying to do things outside of the Holy See, and the petition that was made to the King of Naples was a total reformation, total change of his order, and so the Pope found out about that and suppressed the houses that were in Naples, including St. Alphonsus, and he was removed from his own order that he founded. This was all towards the end of his life. The houses in the Papal States were sustained and kept the Redemptorist order going. So this was a very great sorrow for the last days of the life of St. Alphonsus. But the same Pope who removed St. Alphonsus from his own order ended up later on proclaiming him venerable because he learned the whole story of the friars were working against St. Alphonsus's wishes. And anyways, so at the end of his life, St. Alphonsus had written 111 books on spirituality and theology, and is a great saint for us today. Took a vow not to waste any time, and we can see the good that he did during his life and for the rest of the history of the church with the books that he's left us. So we ask him for that zeal that he had, that devotion and fervor that he had that would cause him to write all these beautiful books to help us in our spirituality. Ask him to help us to live a more holy life.